Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We have reached the second half of the show here on Darren Donick and Chase. Having a lot of fun. Willie Donick, Chase McCabe, and Elijah Campbell back at the studio running the show. Darren is off today. Should be back tomorrow. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet, Hockey Night in Canada. We'll get our hockey fix then. Big trade. Jake Allen goes to Montreal. There will be at least one Game 7, a couple of big Game 6s tonight. We'll talk hockey at 1. But as we promised you earlier, Clint Stoerner is going to join us from Sports Radio 610 in Houston, and we're going to talk some Texans. But many of you remember Clint Stoerner, not only his great days in the SEC for Arkansas, but once upon a time, the QB for the Nashville Cats in arena football. Clint, those of us that can go that far back, we always remember that era fondly with the Cats playing in the arena. Before we get started, give us your best. What's the best part of the arena football experience for you, and what's the worst part?
I think the best part is that it was a straight party, right? I mean, with a football game in the middle of it, and that means for the fans and for the players. I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed my time in the game and in the city of Nashville. I mean, there's football, you know, cold beer and live country music. I don't know what the hell else a man needs in his life. So at that point in time, it was perfect for me. So there was a lot more good than there was bad. I think probably the negative aspect of it being in Nashville was my history in college football with the fumble versus Tennessee. You know, I caught a lot of flack from Tennessee fans and things of that nature being in Nashville. So that wasn't always the most pleasant experience, but it was fun, man. Look, I thoroughly enjoyed the city. I'm jealous of you guys, man. I love the city. Southern sports town with all that good country music, man. I need to visit soon.
Clint, you brought that moment up, and you know, I think all of us that have played, I've had my moments where, you know, I always look back and I wish a play could have gone different, all of that stuff. So, you know, how have you, you know, coped with that? You mentioned it. You came here and there's all these Tennessee fans that had that fresh in their mind and all of that. How did that affect you? How did you get past that going forward?
Well, luckily I was at a young enough age and social media wasn't then what it is now. And so you just take it in stride. You know, I think for you and I now and a lot of folks out there listening is, you know, you look at something like that and you sense and you discuss the pressure that players are under. And in reality, you know, the players, whether it's youth or just being in the bubble of being an athlete, I mean, you don't feel that pressure. You deal with what comes your way, good, bad, or indifferent. And that's the way that I viewed it then, you know. So at the moment, it was unfortunate. We had a team that I felt like could have won a national championship that year. And between that play and then not playing well against Mississippi State the next week, we really cost ourselves an opportunity there. And I mean, it's one of those things that in real time, you just deal with it and you move forward. You compartmentalize better than most people do, because that's what college athletes and professional athletes do at an elite level, is compartmentalize. But when you get older and you realize the moment and the opportunity, how unique the opportunity was, how once in a lifetime the opportunity was, it hits home a little bit harder. But man, it was an extreme adverse situation for a 21-year-old kid that was playing ball, and I learned from it, and I'm a better man from it, you know, because of it today. And I don't mind talking about it. Hell, I don't mind talking about it, you know, in a bar at midnight or on the radio at noon. It's all good, man.
Well, excellent stuff. Clint, I got one more fun one on the arena days. Every quarterback in the arena league, because, you know, the game is so quick, you've got to get rid of the ball quick, and there are times you just got to throw it away. And as you mentioned, there's a lot going on at an arena game. You know, you got hot tubs, and you got bands, and you got all cheerleaders, you got everything. What is the craziest story, maybe, of you throwing the ball away? Did you hit? You ever hit anything? You know, anybody ever in the stands make a great catch? Anything crazy ever happen at a game that you played in?
Yeah, I tell you, I got called up in 2010, actually. Golly, that was 10 years ago. But I had not played for 3 years in arena ball, and a buddy of mine was still coaching. Dean Coquinos, who was a coach there with the Nashville Cats,
right,
called me. And he was still coaching. He said, Clint, my quarterback got hurt. He said, I got one game left. Not a big fan of my backup quarterback. You and I didn't end on perfect terms. Why don't you come down here and play a game and let's have a little fun? I went down there and practiced for a couple of days. Literally was the first time I put a helmet on in 3 years. Put a helmet on, practiced, two or three times, and then played in a game. I ended up throwing 7 touchdowns and winning the game in the last minute. And we got the ball back with about 30 seconds left. And a buddy, my mother had come over to the game and with a buddy of mine, and they were sitting about 20 rows up. And I had a chance to throw 2 balls away, and I tried to throw it to mom. I missed by 2 rows on the first throw. And in the second throw, I made a throw of my life and hit my buddy right in the chest. And it was literally, I mean, it was a good 30, 40-yard throw, about 20 rows up in the stands. And so it was just a long shot. And I missed the first time, and Dean said, hell, Clint, give it another shot. So I dropped back, and I'll be dang if I didn't drop one in the bucket for old mom. So that was probably the most fun I had in terms of chunking one up in the stands.
And the catch was made clean? You said you put it on the money. Was it a reception?
Oh, it was a catch by my buddy that was about 45 years old.
Okay.
And he quickly lateraled it to my mother.
All right, so a hook and ladder. That's pretty good. Not bad at all.
Yeah,
good story.
And she walked around the post-game party, latched onto that ball like Bo Jackson, man. She had it at the breadbasket, 2 arms on it. So, yeah, it was a good time, man. Loved the arena years, no doubt.
That is good stuff. So, Clint, let's fast forward to present day. We've just been, checking out the Titans every day. They just made a kicker switch. We're all wondering what's going to happen with Jadeveon Clowney. Would they make a move there? What's the biggest thing going right now? What's the biggest question mark for the Texans at this point?
Wow, there's question marks all over the place. I mean, you would think it wasn't an 11-win team, right? I mean, it's Anthony Weaver, new defensive coordinator, calling the shots for the first time. Tim Kelly, new offensive coordinator. I know he was the offensive coordinator. He had that title last year, but this is the first year that Bill O'Brien's allowing him to call plays. So I don't know that there's anything. If you really start breaking down the question marks, the unknowns about this team, in 2020 versus 2019, I don't know that you need to go too far beyond the 2 play callers. I think there's your biggest impact, your biggest opportunity for improvement from 2019 to 2020. But offensively, I think the fan-friendly question, answer to your question would be life without DeAndre Hopkins. Bill O'Brien trades DeAndre Hopkins to the Arizona Cardinals, and in comes David Johnson. Can David Johnson stay healthy? With that second-round pick, they ended up maneuvering around and acquiring Brandon Cooks from the Los Angeles Rams. And so how does he fit in at the receiver position? Randall Cobb, they signed in the offseason as well, gave him a $9 million a year deal after 1 year in Dallas. And so there was a lot of change, on the offensive side of the football from a personnel standpoint. And how in the heck Deshaun Watson goes from highlight reel generator feeding the ball to one of the best, if not the best receiver in the league, and DeAndre Hopkins, to all of a sudden this year, he's got to be a distributor. He's got to be a guy that processes at a higher level and gets the ball to the open guy, gets through progression. So, man, I wish there was a simpler answer to your question, but when you talk about, differences between 19 and 20 seasons, there's just a ton of them here in Houston.
Clint Sterner is with us talking Houston Texans, and another guy that gets mentioned of, well, if he can just stay healthy, he can be a big weapon for the Texans, is Will Fuller. And, we've seen him here a few times, but it feels like, Clint, that there's always that question mark of, is he going to be good to go? What is the health situation with Will Fuller, and how effective do you think he can be?
Well, we all know how effective he can be, right? I mean, we all know that the offense takes a huge turn in terms of being explosive when Will Fuller's on the field, and so we all know what he can be. I mean, he's done some work on some posture work this off season, and with some doctors outside of Houston, I believe, and some trainers outside of Houston that he thinks is going to help him. I don't know if the posture was the way he walks or the way he sits or just the arch in his back. I don't know how all that impacts hamstrings and groins and lower body muscle tears, muscle pulls. But we all know that if he can stay healthy, that he can be one of the most explosive receivers in the league. I think he is a legitimate number one receiver in this league. You see a lot of guys that play opposite DeAndre Hopkins. I always look back to the Cowboys, right after I left Dallas, when Terrell Owens and Miles Austin were together, and Miles Austin was a great number two, and then he couldn't just figure out how to be a number one once Terrell Owens left. You know, there's a lot of guys like that in this league. I don't think Will Fuller's one of them. I think he's a complete receiver, and this is a contract year for him to stay healthy and be able to do it, guys. I mean, it's an interesting year for him. There's a lot of pressure without the attention that Hopkins was receiving. You know, you got to believe he's going to see some different looks. So staying healthy is one thing, but even if he does, this season is going to be totally different for him, man. So, you know, I can't wait to see what Deshaun Watson can do with a guy like Will Fuller staying healthy for 16, 17, 18 weeks. That's the key. Is Fuller's great, and when he's on the field, it's great, and we all know what he can do. But if he can stay on the field, it's about where does Deshaun Watson take his game? What can Brandon Cooks do? How can he contribute if Will Fuller's a true impact for 16 games? How can David Johnson earn $10 million a year if Will Fuller's consistently taking the top off of defenses? He's just a game changer for everybody around him.
We know that Deshaun Watson has the ability to move around when he needs to, but you also want to keep him upright, keep him healthy. The move was made for Laremy Tunsil last year for that offensive line to try and make them better. Just how big of an impact has he made so far with that O-line?
Oh, Laremy, I mean, that's huge. I mean, everybody in the country that talks NFL football was just banging Bill O'Brien about giving up two first-round picks and, you know, for that trade, not having a contract worked out with Laremy Tunsil before he got here. You know, that was the talk. And if you really look at it, that offensive line in 2018, it was damn near criminal to ask Deshaun Watson to go out there and play an NFL season behind that offensive line. So whether you look at the simple fact that the offensive line had to improve drastically, and one way to immediately do that is to bring in Laremy Tunsil. You, at that point, you slide your first-round draft pick, Titus Howard, to right tackle. So not only can he is he better suited for that being a rookie, you the trickle down effect is big time. Tunsil plugs in at left tackle, Titus Howard plugs in at right tackle. So you really solve two problems with that sign. And then you got a guy like Laremy Tunsil, who, by the way, I don't know how well you guys know him, but he is much more of a leader. There's much more of an authority figure than I thought, you know, Laremy Tunsil would bring, or really much more than what most offensive linemen bring to the table. He is a legit leader on this football team, not just in the offensive line room. And so you talk about him helping Max Sharping, who's also a rookie last year that's playing right next between him and Nick Martin. The Laremy Tunsil move was just huge, not just for the left tackle position, but literally all the way across the board to help rebuild that offensive line that so desperately needed to be rebuilt.
It's hard to believe that J.J. Watt has been in this league for 10 years now, but he has, and we've seen him battle through some injuries in the last few years. We know what he was. We know what he can be. But what is truly expected of him now that he is further along in his career at 31 years old?
Well, I think it's the expectations here in Houston are probably a little bit higher than the ones nationally, because everybody talks about him getting old and you know, the injuries and everything of that nature. We all understand the injury issues with Fuller or Watt, or doesn't matter what team you're covering. There's guys on the team that have had too many injuries over the last 3 or 4 years or throughout their career. So if we get beyond that, there's no doubt about it, man. There is zero doubt about it that J.J. Watt is behind Aaron Donald. He is the most disruptive defensive lineman in the game still to this day. And if he can stay healthy, that's what you have to expect from him. The scary thing in Houston, guys, is very simple on the defensive side of the football. The pass rush at this point in time, without them acquiring anybody in the offseason that's a difference maker in the pass rush, is that pass rush, which I think the success of the defense, it hinges on J.J. Watt. And J.J. Watt has not played beyond 8 games in a season, 3 of the last 4 seasons. And so the defense's ability to produce hinges on number 99 and hinges on J.J. Watt. And J.J. Watt hasn't stayed healthy. That's still the case in 2020. This thing hinges on J.J. Watt, barring some rookie, Ross Blacklock stepping up big time, Charles Omenihu maybe playing out of you know, just lights out in year two. But right now, man, this whole thing is hinging on J.J. Watt, and that's a scary thing to think of considering.
Clint, before we let you go, everybody's got their opinion on Clowney around here for sure. Should they do it? Should they not do it? We're kind of all over the map. And, of course, the price is probably everything. What price would you be willing to commit to bring Jadeveon Clowney into the mix, especially for a team like the Titans that has a need there?
Well, I think, you know, the price, guys, in today's game, I mean, what's the difference between $15 million and $18 million? I know the answer is three, but really, in the NFL today, for Clowney-caliber player, who gives a rip, right? I think that the important thing here is it a one-year deal? I would be very hesitant to commit beyond 1 year for Jadeveon Clowney. He's in a position now in his career where, man, it's a every snap moving forward this season, if he does get with a team, it's a contract snap, man. It's a contract year. He's playing a stat-driven position that you're not going to get paid unless you have sacks, unless you have tackles for loss. And so he's got to be motivated at this point in time. I would be more interested in making sure it was a one-year deal, and I would rather have Clowney for 1 year, $19 million, than 3 years at the $15 million number at this point in time. Give me 1 year. It's a contract year. He's got to play lights out. If he doesn't, you cut bait. If he does, then you go back to the drawing table. I don't. If I had to throw a number at you, I'd be comfortable with $16 or $17 million. He's as disruptive as you want a guy to be. There's zero doubt about that. There's no debate, guys. If he's healthy and he's on the field, I don't care what the stat number is. He's disruptive, and you can build around him. When it's all said and done, in order for him to get paid long-term money, he's got to put up the numbers. But if I'm a defensive coordinator, I like that guy in my huddle.
Clint, great insight. Thank you very much for joining us. Good luck to you, and we'll talk to you down the road.
You got it. Y'all have a good one, man.
All right. Clint Sterner from 610 Sports Radio down in Houston, now a sports talk show host. Great, great stuff. Clint Sterner has been a lot of different places, knows football. That was good. Let's regroup. When we come back, we're going to ask to get some feedback from all of you, the listeners, on the state of the Titans here. We're going to take some calls and some texts, some Titans questions, your level of confidence, your optimism. Maybe you got an opinion on Clowney you want to kick around. Maybe you got an opinion on the kicker situation. Anything that's on your mind via Titans, we want you to either call, go old school, 615-737-1025, or text on the text line. We got this going for you. Just fire off a text, and we'll comment on it. It's brought to you by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. We want to get some Titans talk going during this hour. 737-1025, call or text. Stay tuned. We return in just a moment.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.